Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Wayne Cruz is here. Wayne is our good friend, longtime, almost 22-year member of our Brain Trust, VP for Policy and Tech Studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about it.
Well, CEI, we were founded in 1984 by Fred Smith, and CEI is devoted to addressing the regulatory state. There are a lot of think tanks looking at government spending and the wars and the social issues and all that. We address the regulatory state. So I do kind of the bucket of general regulatory reform policy issues, but we got folks on staff focusing on financial, on privacy issues, on environment, energy, mm-hmm. environment, and so forth. And so we kind of try to cover the bases that way and outline the scope of government, not just in what it spends, but all right. the things that it regulates and interferes with.
So check it out at CEI.org, folks. Hey, Wayne, I want to shift over and talk about something different. I am okay. not a big fan of antitrust laws. I devoted a good section of my introduction in my last book to the story about Microsoft's, well, really the history of antitrust and how as technology has moved forward, typically the technology goes around, the digital technology goes around the analog law enforcement, antitrust division of the, right. of the Justice Department, like it did in Microsoft. By the time mm-hmm. Jackson dropped his gavel on Microsoft, US v. Microsoft, it was a moot point. So I'm not in favor of right. that generally. However, I'm convinced that the tech companies, and I include Amazon in that, Amazon, Google, even an Apple and Facebook and Twitter, Microsoft, all those companies, including Amazon, especially Amazon in some cases, those companies, I think, they're becoming too powerful not just from a market standpoint, but from a First Amendment standpoint. And I think they something must be done about that. I fear that all that would happen for them to have control, maybe globally, maybe not in my lifetime, but one day soon, would be the ubiquity of cryptocurrency, and which would devalue the dollar. I see that coming down the future if we don't do something do we have to break them up? Maybe. What do you think?
Here is the thing. I can agree with you, and I'm going to try to convince you over time, and also come on your show later about a new paper I have where I'm exploring this. I do think that a lot of corporate leadership, and not just tech leadership, they are liberals and regime change oriented liberals who want to change the constitutional order and favor administrative state and favor their own dominance. The problem with what you see, for example, with Trump's executive order the other day, and you know he goes after the protections that the tech companies enjoy, mm-hmm. The so-called Section 230 protections under the Communications Decency Act. If we
that was just a response to Twitter muzzling him,
Twitter flagging his post. Let me try to put it in the quickest nutshell I can. If the federal government, Jim, puts together a regulatory regime at the FCC or the FTC or the Justice Department to govern what speech is acceptable or harmful, conservatives are not going to control that apparatus,
right.
Jim.
But we've never had entities. Ford Motor Company wasn't a media company. It just made trucks and cars.
Right. Let me suggest this. You know how the the Section 230 that protects the tech companies is in place right now, and we're operating on the premise that they love that and want to keep it. I submit to you that if we keep agitating, and remember, Trump even admitted when he spoke at his executive order that some Democrats have called him about this too. You got to get worried when something becomes bipartisan.
That's right. That's
you're
right.
quickly going to find that the tech companies go, Oh, wait, you're right. Let's go ahead and change Section 230. They will lock it in so that they are in control if we let this regulation take place. I am scared that they would have the opportunity, just you've heard of regulatory capture, to prevent a future Facebook from emerging.
I realize that's the problem, but isn't the solution to break them up? Start breaking them up.
No, that won't work. That won't work, and I want to follow up with you on another show.
We got to come back and devote it to this one, because this is a conversation, folks.
Yes.
This is a national conversation we have to have. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do that.
Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the best. You check out the 10,000 commandments there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.